I'm great. Thanks.
That's
How are
good.
You doing?
I'm fantastic. We're on the good side of the dirt. That's a good place to start, I think.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, when my kids were younger, they're in their 20s and 18 now, but when they were younger, they looked so forward to the International Children's Festival in St. Albert. And I think the number one reason was the lemonade. Do you know the lemonade I'm talking about with the giant chunks of lemon in it? It was the first stop before we went anywhere. We had to stop for lemonade.
It's a main staple.
It really is. Are they back this year?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, good. So how long has the festival been around?
I think this year is our 43rd year.
What?
It all kind of blurs after 40. It might be 42, but
we've
surpassed 40 years. We've been around a long time and so proud to still be here and providing amazing weekend of fun for our families in the region.
It really is a lot of fun. And it's one of those events where you're not necessarily only going to have a bunch of fun, but you might learn a little bit as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the beautiful things about the work we do is there is always some educational element to all of it. But really, we focus on building memories and experiences, and the bonus is the learning.
Yeah, and when kids don't know that they're actually learning a little something while they're having fun, that's a plus.
Absolutely. What I do with my daughter.
Ditto. Well, let's talk about what you've got new for this year.
Sure. So we are really excited to be presenting Architects of Air and the Luminarium Daedalum, which is a massive inflatable structure that will take up almost the entirety of Lions Park here in St. Albert. And it's just a beautiful, almost kaleidoscope as you walk through it. There's all these little tunnels and little sort of crevices that you get to explore, and it's just beautiful. Something we've never seen here in this region and excited to finally present them. They were meant to be here in 2020. We've got some amazing entertainment in the Arden. Of course, we have St. Albert Children's Theater with Lisa Cole Jr. We've got a beautiful circus piece from Chicago called Brave Space, which will be outdoors, assuming the smoke isn't too bad. We have Doodle Pop here from Korea. Ill Ability is an amazing hip-hop performance group who represent countries from all over the world. There's just a little bit of something for everybody in all ages.
And it's not just called the International Children's Festival for, you know, just because. It literally is. There are performers and entertainers from around the world that come into St. Albert.
Yes, we take that very seriously. We're really proud of the opportunities we're able to connect with these artists from around the world and bring shows that otherwise may never come to our region. So we're excited to really live up to that name.
Are any of the old favorites back, just in case somebody's like, oh my gosh, I hope they're there this year?
Oh yeah, I mean, we've always got our favorite outdoor performers, some of our roving artists you'll recognize out on the trails. We have Fizzlewit and his Fairy Finding Tour, which has been here for a number of years. There's printmaking in the art studios here in St. Albert Place. But there's, you know, a lot of old favorites, but lots of new faces as well. We're really excited to be back this year.
It's the St. Albert International Children's Festival of the Arts. It goes June 1st through the 4th. Let's talk about tickets. I know some are on sale as we speak. Where can I find those?
You can check out our website at childfest.com and find all links to our ticketing. You can also purchase a butterfly pass, which gets you entrance into one feature performance and then unlimited activities over the course of the weekend. So that's June 3rd and 4th, or you can buy individual tickets to activities and shows.
It is a lot of fun. You know what? I'm going to go without the kids this year. I'm just going to go by myself with my wife, and we'll have a great time.
I believe it.
Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, Caitlin. I truly appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.